You're listening to the Revolution Church Podcast. To learn more, including our gathering times in Crossville, Tennessee, visit us at crossvillerevolution.com.
All right, what's going on, Rev Church? Everybody say, yeah, buddy! So good to see all of y'all today. Really, really glad you're here. Find somebody around you and say, it's good to see you at church today, my brother. Go ahead. You're going to be really glad you came by the time we get done today. Really, really glad you came. Hey, if you're new at Rev Church, what we like to do almost all the time is preach verse by verse through books of the Bible or large passages of Scripture. Right now, we are smack dab in the middle of a series through the book of Proverbs. But this weekend, we're taking a one-week break to do something we're calling Vision Sunday. Let me ask a question. How many of you guys in here have ever been to the eye doctor before? Raise your hand if you've ever been to the eye doctor, had your eyes checked. Some of y'all, you got contact lenses or you got glasses maybe when you were a kid or when you were a teenager. And how many of us know that just because you got a prescription when you were younger doesn't mean that same prescription will allow you to see clearly as you get older? You got to go back and you got to get your eyes checked again. They've got to adjust the prescription to make sure that your vision is not blurry so that you can see clearly and see straight. That's the reason why we're having a Vision Sunday this weekend. We want to make sure that everyone knows what it is we're trying to do as a church. Some of y'all have been coming in the last year, and we want to make sure you can see clearly why we do and the method to the madness of everything we do. Others in here, you may need to have your prescription adjusted a little. You may be getting a little older and kind of forget what we need to, and we just need to make sure that you can see clearly and we know what we are all about at Revolution Church. Now, one person one time said, the most pathetic person in the world is someone who has sight but has no vision. Isn't that true, y'all? Man, so many people walk around with no vision for their life. They can't see clearly what God's doing in their church, in their spiritual life, or anything. Well, this weekend, we're going to make sure and do the best we can that every single one of us corporately and individually, we've got clear vision for what it is God's trying to do. We're going to start out that process by making sure we all understand the values that Revolution Church has. If you've been coming for a while, you've heard this before, but if you're new, when you walked in the building, on the doors of the church, as you walked into the lobby, there are four values that we have on the door. The first one is we want people to know Jesus. Everybody say, know Jesus. The second value, now let's get a little pep in our step. Y'all sound like you want to die right now. You're like, no, Jesus. We really want people to know Jesus. You ever been to a church and you felt like that? Like, man, their heart needs to tell their face that they're saved. Y'all know what I'm saying? Like, goodness, everybody's got the stink face on. Second value is we want people to find freedom. Everybody say, find freedom. And we've got two more that I'm going to squeeze together. We want people to discover their purpose so that they can make a difference. Everybody say, discover your purpose. Make a difference. That's what we're trying to do. At this church, we feel like that biblically we are doing what we're supposed to do as a church if every single person that walks through the doors of Revolution fulfills these four things. If people know Jesus, they find freedom, they discover their purpose and make a difference. We feel like, as a church, we're doing exactly what we're called to do. And by the way, we believe that all four of these, this is what every church is called to do. So number one, first and foremost, we want people to know Jesus. What that means is we want to fulfill the Great Commission. When Jesus said, go and make disciples, and we believe that we are going to have power, we spread the good news, and we try to reach people for Jesus. Because Jesus said, you will have power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. He said that in the context of giving his disciples the Great Commission. The word power there is the Greek word dunamis, which means dynamite or dynamic in our language today. It's where we get that word. So we believe inside of our lungs, in the church today, is dynamite that's ready to explode the good news on the world and in Tennessee. Amen, Rev Church. Y'all got to get excited, man, because I'm going to lose my mind, okay, y'all? This is why when you walk in Rev Church, you see multiple generations. It ain't just a bunch of gray hairs in here, and it ain't just a bunch of kids. We got kids that have been born within the last 3 months that are here, and we got people that are getting ready to go to glory. Y'all know what I'm saying? They're getting ready to die, okay, y'all? Like, they're getting ready to go, and everything in between. Because this ain't just for one generation. We want people from every generation to know Jesus and get saved. Amen. This is why every single week at Revolution Church, we preach the gospel. Every time we get together and corporately worship, we preach the gospel. We may be in a series on marriage. We may be in an Old Testament book on Genesis or something like that. But every week, we're going to tell everyone listening about the good news. I'm getting ready to do it right now. We want you to know, if you came in off the street, we're not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. We're not trying to work you. We're not trying to have some good-looking preacher with some slick presentation. Thank you for the giggles. Yes, okay. I appreciate that. Y'all are helping my confidence again this weekend. I'm not that bad looking. It's pretty slick. I don't know. But you know what I mean? We're not trying to be seeker sensitive and fool you into coming in here and then work you in some way into making an emotional decision. We're going to tell you straight up, the only hope you have in your life is Jesus. The only fulfillment you can find in your life is Jesus Christ. The only way you're going to get to heaven is not through your works, it's through Jesus. You desperately need to put your trust in Christ because he is the hope of the world. Amen, Rev Church. It ain't in nothing else. It ain't in your church. It ain't in Josh Cardwell. It's not in a political candidate. Praise Jesus. Aren't you so glad that the president in heaven is not Kamala and it's not Trump? Amen, y'all. Come on. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. It's all about Jesus. This is what we're built on. I love what one theologian said. Salvation is the work of the Holy Spirit. Sharing the gospel is the work of every Christian. It's the work of the church to share the gospel. Oswald Smith said, I love this because it's an election year, and here we are just talking about this kind of stuff constantly in the church. We talk about the second coming all the time while half the world has never heard of the first coming. Man, all we're about is talking about that first coming, that Jesus came, he died on a cross, for your sins became a curse for you so that you can be forgiven and go to heaven if you accept him as your Savior. So we want everyone to know Jesus. And make no mistake, Rev Church, I know I'm really excited today. I'm already starting to lose my voice. But if the church, or if a church, is not interested and doesn't want other people to get saved, then it's not a church. It's not a church. At that point, it becomes a country club where people talk more about the carpet and traditions and how people are dressed and whether or not they got tattoos and all the dumb crap that we've made church about. No, no, no. It's all about people knowing Jesus and getting the good news out. Amen, Rev Church? Man, amen, amen. Secondly, finding freedom. We want people to find freedom. What I mean by that is, Jesus was quoted as saying, who the Son sets free is free indeed, baby. He alludes to this idea that there is freedom available, but there is almost as if he's saying there's another level of freedom, and that's what we want people to do. We want folks to not just be free, but we want them to be free indeed. What I mean by this is, we're not just looking for everyone to raise their hand at an altar call and say they got saved. We're looking long-term down the road for people to find freedom in their life. We're not just looking to baptize a bunch of people. Quite honestly, the reason most churches do it is so we can brag about how many people got baptized and post on Facebook about how great we are because we talked a bunch of people into making an emotional decision. No, we're looking for discipleship, long-term followers of Jesus that don't make an emotional decision and disappear in a month, people that are going to keep it till the day they die. We're looking for people to be free indeed. Find freedom from their past. Find freedom from their yesterdays. Not just make a decision and then struggle the rest of their life with some addiction or something like that. No, to find freedom from the power that an addiction would have on them right now in the present. So we want you to know Jesus, but we want you to find freedom. And by the way, that's why every ministry at Revolution Church, on Sundays when we get together corporately, we sing, we worship, we open God's Word. But every other ministry at Revolution Church, at the core of it is community. It's a place where every one of us can go and find people that love Jesus and love us and that are going to help us through our life. Because here's what we know. Life is hard for every single person in here. But isn't it crazy that the one place that's supposed to be the place where you can find healing has become the place where we all come together, and even though our lives are all jacked up and messed up, everybody acts like they're perfect, everything's good, look at me and my perfect little family, when all hell's breaking loose behind the scenes. The church is a hospital. It's a place where you come to find healing, and sometimes that's not too pleasant. You know, you're getting a shot here, you're getting poked and prodded here, you're having to take a test here and all this stuff, and it may not be fun. Man, sometimes there's going to be rebuke, sometimes there's going to be correction, but there's going to be people that will bear their burdens for you, that'll hold your arms up for you. People whose faith you can borrow when you don't have any faith of your own. People that you can go to find freedom, because the scripture tells us in James that the way we find freedom is we confess our sins to one another. The prayer of a righteous person has power in your life to help you be free indeed. Finding freedom is also why we teach the word. You know, when you come in here on a weekend, we try not to make God's word like more pretty, because God's word is already awesome. It's already the greatest, like one of the greatest things ever. So you won't find in here in our church that we did this at first, and there's nothing wrong with this. We don't do series that are based on the Avengers and stuff like that. Does that make sense to everybody? Say amen, okay? We just do like the book of Proverbs. You know why? Because the book of Proverbs is great. And we want you to know about the book of Proverbs more than we want you to know about the Marvel movies. Does that make sense to everybody? We're not being legalistic. We're just saying God's word is awesome. And the way we live our best life this side of heaven is we live it according to God's word. What finding freedom really is, it's the second part of salvation. If you didn't know this, in theological terms and in Bible school, we learn about the fact that the Bible teaches that getting saved really has three parts to it. The three parts are what's known as justification, sanctification, and glorification. There's three parts to your salvation that take place at different times. Justification is when you first meet Jesus and you first get saved. It's when you are justified by the blood of Christ and you are legally free from what we call the penalty of sin. In other words, when you're justified, when you accept Christ as your Savior, you are 100% guaranteed to go to heaven. You no longer will endure the penalty of sin, the wrath of sin, which means you will not go to hell. And this is an instantaneous thing, and you are 100% justified and saved in that sense. But there's two other parts to the process of salvation that we don't talk about that much. As one theologian puts it, there's more salvation available to you. You're already 100% saved. You're going to heaven when you're justified. But sanctification is the process where we become more like Jesus. In other words, we find freedom. This is where we become free from the power of sin in our life. The penalty of sin happens at justification, but you're free from the power of sin when you are sanctified and you become more like Jesus. And this is a process, y'all. A process for every one of us. No one gets saved and immediately arrives. Nobody gets saved and all of a sudden is perfect. Nobody, there's not a person in here that even though you're saved, you still don't struggle with sin. You still don't have problems. You still don't mess up all the time. So every one of us that are saved, we're in a process of trying to be more like Jesus, trying to be discipled, trying to be sanctified. And then there's glorification, which is what happens when we get to heaven one day. If the Lord comes back or we die, we get to go to heaven. And that means that our citizenship is not here. Our citizenship is in a place called heaven. This is not home, y'all. Isn't that good news? Amen, y'all. Isn't that good news? Like, this ain't home. Hey, right side over here, is that good news? Y'all kind of sleeping on me. Amen, y'all. Come on. We got to get excited about that. This is good news. They beat y'all, by the way. You got to get more fired up. I'm just trying to get y'all to be fired up. Our home is in heaven, and one day we're going to be glorified. It's glorification. It's where we're free from the very presence of sin. There's not even sin around us anymore when we get to heaven one day. So we want people to know Jesus. We want them to find freedom. We don't stop. Like when you hit that baptistry and you get baptized, when you pray to receive Christ, that's not the end. That is the beginning. Now you're starting to find freedom. And then finally, our last values are we want you to discover your purpose so you can make a difference. What I mean by that is we believe that every person in here that is saved by Christ has what I'll call a divine design. In other words, God made you and has given you certain spiritual gifts, is what we call them, and talents to do something in his kingdom with. And we know this. We know that you are never going to be completely fulfilled until you're making a difference with those spiritual gifts and those talents that God has given you. Amen, Rev Church? Amen. I don't know. There's way too many Christians. I had to ask for that, amen. Way too many Christians walking around. You come to church, you've been saved, but you haven't figured out your purpose and you're not making a difference with anything in your life. So you're walking around unfulfilled. One preacher said this, your spiritual gifts were given to benefit others, not yourself. And other people's spiritual gifts were given to benefit you. That's why God gave you those, was to advance his kingdom. This is why we have something called the Growth Track here at Revolution Church. The Growth Track is exactly what it sounds like. It puts you on a track to grow in your relationship with God. And during the Growth Track, if you haven't been through it, go through it. We're going to do the best we can to help you figure out what your spiritual gifts are and what your talents are. And then we're going to try to help you figure out where you can serve, where you can be used. We're going to tell you all the places you can serve in the church. We're going to tell you a bunch of places you can serve outside the church where God can use your spiritual gifts. But we want you to use your spiritual gifts, discover what your purpose is so that you can start to make a difference. Because we believe when you figure out your spiritual gifts, God is going to give you opportunities to use those gifts for his kingdom. This point is really, when we talk about the Great Commission, this is when the church mobilizes together. We organize together. We become the hands and feet of Jesus. Jesus is the head telling us what to do, but we figure out who's a hand, who's a foot, who's a toe, who's the chest, who's all this stuff, and we start to function as a body in order to fulfill the Great Commission. So we mobilize together when we figure this out. And at Revolution Church, there is not one serve position that is not vitally important to people meeting Jesus and being changed forever. Absolutely. Man, every single job at Revolution Church is so, so, so important. One business person said this, vision without execution is hallucination. Hallucination. Anybody ever hallucinated before? Raise your hand. Y'all don't want to admit it. Is anybody in here hallucinating right now? You on shrooms right now? Anybody in here? Lots of churches are hallucinating. It's almost as if, especially the church in America, they've all dropped acid. And they're seeing trails and they're seeing pink cats falling out of the sky and stuff like that. Like, what is going on? Because the attitude of the church in America is the person that's called to use their gifts and talents and do everything is the pastor. It's the staff. I'm just going to go soak it up and go to church every week. And they're the ones who actually evangelize. They're the ones who actually serve. No. No, the doctrine is the priesthood of the saints, the priesthood of the believers. The idea is every one of us that have been saved is a priest. Every one of us that's been saved has a ministry that God has called us to. You're not all called to be pastors. There's only a few that are called to do that. But the word ministry is a nursing term in the New Testament. And every single person that has been saved is called to be a part of a ministry that benefits the kingdom of God and fulfills the Great Commission. Amen. So we want everybody in here to figure out what your purpose is so that you can start making a difference. And man, have we not been fulfilling these four values at Revolution Church for 11 years, Rev Church? 11 years, God has been so faithful that we've been able to do all four of these things over the last 11 years. Seen so many people get saved, so many things happen. God has done so many big things at Revolution Church that have absolutely blown our minds. It's been incredible. Just think about the last year to year and a half, what God has done. He gave us a facility, finally, like we have our own place, the old Rocky Top Tent Theater where we started. And it's incredible to see what God's done. We usually don't talk about numbers here. And quite honestly, we don't talk about them because I lie about them too much, if I'm just being honest with you. I inflate them and I exaggerate them. And if you want to know the honest truth, every preacher exaggerates numbers, which means every preacher lies for some reason. We have this confidence issue where if we're running 800, we got to tell you it's 1,000. I don't know what it is. It's really weird. So we usually don't. But you could ask Brandy, my assistant, who keeps up with the numbers, because we count every week. It's not the most important thing, but it is important. I mean, there was 99 sheep. And Jesus went and got the one. You know what I mean? If numbers aren't important, we just won't count the offering anymore. We'll just kind of throw it in a bucket and go from there. Does that sound good to everybody? No. Okay. So, but we know that, like, in the last year since we've moved into the theater, we've grown by at least 50%. That's insane. It's insane. The average church in America, you know what the attendance is on a Sunday? 65 people. And we've grown by 50%. In the last really 8 or 9 months since we moved into the movie theater, God has been so incredibly good. In the last calendar year, we've baptized more people than any calendar year in the history of the church, by far. Man, if I was to say right now, if you've been baptized, don't do this, but if you've been baptized, in fact, do this. If you've been baptized at Rev Church, then just stand up right now if you've been baptized at Rev Church. Go ahead. Everybody's in. Y'all see this? You see this? I'm standing up too, by the way. You guys go ahead and sit down. It's crazy. That's just one service. This isn't even our biggest service, y'all. Isn't that crazy? God's been so good. Baptizing people, seeing incredible things that God has done. He's made some big moves in our church. Well, one other reason we're doing this Vision Sunday is because we're preparing you for the next year or so of some of the big things that we believe God is doing in our church right now and what he's going to do. One thing I believe he's going to do is we're going to get this facility paid off in the next 3 to 5 years. Okay, we've got a couple amens there. Those were pity amens. Okay. I'm going to say it again, and we're going to say it. We're going to agree like we're in faith, okay? Y'all, is everybody ready, okay? So here, I'm going to get fired up. I'm going to get my voice, okay? And then we're going to say amen to this. Okay, everybody ready? Say yeah. Okay. Y'all, I'm telling you, man, one thing God's going to do in the next 3 to 5 years is we're going to pay this facility off. Amen? That's the proper response. The end of this year, we're going to start something, and we're going to do it until we get the facility paid off. It's going to be Heart for the House offering. And so go ahead and start praying about it. We're not going to manipulate you or anything like that. We're going to be very biblical about it. We're just going to tell y'all the need, and the need right now is we need to pay off this $3.1 million that we owe on this facility, okay? If you knew the interest that was going to the bank that we could be using, like if we paid this thing off and the money we put towards interest, we put it towards missions and towards church planting, golly, it would be incredible. It would be incredible. So Heart for the House is coming up at the end of this year. We're going to do it every year. We're just going to do it once a year. We're not going to be too pushy about it, hopefully. That's kind of a subjective thing, but we're going to try to be as biblical as we can about it. And we're going to get this thing paid off so that we can get going on the second part of our goals. And actually, the second part of our goals we thought was going to be when we paid the facility off, but it's happening a lot sooner. About 5 years ago, 6 years ago, God really laid on my heart and made clear to me that the footprint of Revolution Church was going to be bigger than just Cumberland County. And ever since that moment that I felt like God gave me a vision that, you know, it was going to be bigger than just being in 931, our goal has been replication. Our goal, in other words, has been to take the vision of Revolution Church, those four things that we're trying to do, those four simple things that we're trying to do, and take them somewhere else besides the 931. And for those of you that are from California or from wherever, 931 is the area code of Crossville, Tennessee, okay? So if you didn't know that, that's the area code. Everybody keeps the same phone number now for like 30 years because we all got cell phones, so I didn't know if you knew this. But so Rev Church 931 has been incredible, but God was saying, you know what? I think you're going to put a church in every single area code in the state of Tennessee. And so he gave me, he gave me what's called the 1-5 vision that I've teased a little bit here and there. Anybody ever heard of the 1-5 vision before? 1-5 vision, okay, plant a church, and it's some of y'all have, but not all of y'all have. Most of y'all haven't. So 1-5 vision. At the time God gave me this vision 5 years ago, Tennessee had 5 area codes. Now it's got like 7 or 8, okay? So I don't know if it's going to turn into 1-7, 1-8 vision. I don't know. Maybe we'll plant one in every area code, but it was very clear that we're going to plant a church in every area code in the state of Tennessee. And Rev Church 931 has been incredible. What he's done in this area code, I mean, we've celebrated some of it today. It's been absolutely off the chain. It's been incredible to see what God has done over the last 11 years. Amen, Rev Church. But now, the big announcement today while we're having this Vision Sunday is now we're expanding beyond the 931, and we're getting ready to start within the next year, Rev Church 865. Is that not awesome? We're going to the 865 area code. Now, here's the really exciting part. 865, if you didn't know this, when they made that area code, it stands for V-O-L. You spell it out on your phone, V-O-L. So the perfect person we have to send to the 865 as a church planner is none other than Pastor Brandon, who's the huge Georgia fan. And look how committed, y'all. Look how committed. Orange and white.
I definitely was not forced to wear this shirt today. Definitely not. Well, hey, let me just tell you my side of things real quick. About 3-ish years ago, I felt like God was telling me that my time in student ministry was coming to an end. If you don't know, I've been the student pastor here for about 7 years. And that was a very... That was a very shocking and very sad realization for me at first, if I'm being honest. But every day of my life for the past 3 or so years, it feels like God has just been confirming it to me more and more that he is calling me to something else. And so since then, what I've been doing is I've been working hard at making sure that Rev Students, this student ministry that I love so much, that's been such a huge part of my life for the past 7 years, is ready to be handed off to someone other than myself. And that brings me to this year. This year was a really significant year for me. So Revolution Students, our youth group, it starts in 6th grade and goes all the way to 12th grade. When I started as a youth pastor, it was 2018. And so the 6th graders that were there when I started were the seniors that graduated high school this past May. And I felt like that was one way God was saying, hey, man, you've ran the race with this. You have poured into an entire youth generation, and it's okay. It's time to step away now. And also this year, I felt like God has really set everything and everyone up in order for me to be able to step away. He sent an incredible team of adult volunteer serve team leaders for our student ministry, an incredible Rev student staff team. He sent an incredible guy named Alex Sixkiller, who I know it's an intimidating last name, but I promise he's a really sweet guy. But Alex actually started as a student in my youth group. And then after he graduated, he for some reason just felt called to ask me, hey, man, do you want to meet with me once a week? I just want to learn more about the Bible and maybe learn more about ministry, because maybe, just maybe, probably not, but maybe God might be calling me into ministry one day. And then he took an unpaid internship here at the church while he was newly married and living in Cookville, by the way. So he was driving all the way from Cookville every day to bust his butt here, because that was the summer that we bought this theater. And so there was nothing to do but physical, hard, manual labor. And he did it week in and week out that whole summer for $0 and 0 cents. And he had no intention of ever being paid, no intention of ever coming on staff. We didn't even have a position open at the time. But then, of course, as God does, he opened up some doors at the end of that summer, and Alex was able to come on staff. And I kind of just threw him into the deep end. He kind of got thrown into the deep end. I asked him to lead an entire middle school ministry. So doing all the preaching, leading a band, coming up and leading games, everything for middle school ministry. And he did all of that last year, and he did it super successfully. Alex essentially doubled our middle school ministry in a year's time. And can we make some noise for Alex? I mean, that's incredible. And so now there is zero doubt in my mind that Alex is ready to lead an entire youth ministry. Him and his wife, Kara, who, by the way, is just as awesome as Alex. Make some noise for Kara. She loves Jesus just as much as Alex does. She is just as valuable to the Rev Students Ministry as Alex is. But her and Alex are definitely ready to roll now. And I feel like if I stayed in student ministry any longer, I would just be staying in their way. My time is over. I think God has made that clear at Rev Students. And they are going to take Revolution Students to a level that I could only dream of. And I really, truly, in my heart, believe that. I'm not just blowing smoke. I know that to be true. So if you have a student, 6th through 12th grade, you need to get them here on Wednesday nights. I'm telling you, it's about to explode in growth numerically and in growth spiritually. And I'm so excited and I'm so proud to watch Alex and Kara and how God works through them at Rev Students. So all that to say, right now, I am free to do what God has called me to do, which is plant a church, as scary as that is, and to be a part of this vision that Revolution Church has had for years now, our vision to be a church-planting church, a mother church, a ascending church. This vision we've had, as Pastor Josh was saying, to plant a church in every area code in the state of Tennessee, and I am super excited and super grateful to be the first one to kind of take a step in fulfilling that vision. And I'm also excited to fulfill my own vision that I feel God has given me. Man, I just want to bring God glory in 865. You know, whether that's Knoxville, Maryville, wherever, I just want to bring God glory in 865. I just want to play a part in leading as many people as possible to Jesus Christ and to watch as many people as possible walk on God's tailor-made, custom-made path for their life and make a difference with their life. Man, I just want to teach the Bible, you know, and watch as many people as possible be transformed, literally transformed by the power of the Word of God. And even though God has called me to the heart of freaking Vol country, of all places, I promise I'm still grateful and still excited to play a part in what I believe strongly is God's plan to transform 865, the state of Tennessee as a whole, through this vision of Revolution Church. And listen, I'm not leaving today. I'll still be around for a while, working hand in hand with the leadership here to get this new church started. And there will be a day when my family and I get up here and we say goodbye. But I do want to go ahead and say thank you. Man, thank you guys so much. Thank you for being so encouraging and so supportive and so generous to me and to my wife and to my kids over the last 7 years. You know, when my family got here, my son was less than a year old, and he's grown up here. And both my daughters were born here. This is our church home. This is our family. And Revolution Church of Crossville, Tennessee, will always be our church home, will always be our family. And lastly, I want to publicly say thank you to Pastor Josh, because without him, I literally would not be able to walk down this path. God has used him mightily in my life. I really mean that. I applied for jobs in churches with no ministry experience at all, zero education at all. I had no clue what I was doing. I don't even know if I'd ever been to the state of Tennessee. I had no idea about the culture of that or anything. And Josh didn't care about any of that. He just felt led by the Lord to take a chance on me, and he brought me up here. And that decision that he made, that chance that he took, has literally, no doubt about it, shaped the course of my life. life. And so not only do I want to thank him for taking a chance on me, but I also want to thank him for just being so dang excited for me, you know, and for wanting to do everything that he can do to support my family and I as we take on this new assignment, for wanting to do everything that he can possibly do to make sure that Michaela and I have everything that him and Brooke did not have when God called them to plant this church. And I really mean this. I could not imagine doing this without his support. So thank you so much to Pastor Josh. Can we make some noise for Pastor Josh? Thank you so much. And also, thank you so much to the staff and the elders here who I love so much, who have been incredibly, incredibly supportive of this, who have been 110% behind me. Thank you so much. You know, looking back at the past 7 years, it does make me a little sad. I'm trying not to get emotional. I was the past two services. I said third service, I'm going to be stone cold, okay? So, but it does make me a little sad looking back the past 7 years, but looking forward to the future, man, it really makes me more excited than I don't know if I've ever been in my life. And I'm so excited to see what God is going to do here and what God is going to do in the 865 through this vision of Revolution Church. So, man, just please y'all pray for me and my family as we do this thing. I love y'all, and thank you.
Hold up. Wait till we pray. Yeah, come on, y'all. Awesome. Get over here. Got a standing ovation by some people. Yeah, good. We love Brandon, and this is lame for us, ain't it, y'all? But it's great for the kingdom of God, and that's what it needs to be all about. And we are behind him 100%. We are so excited for him. He doesn't know what he's in store for. And if you have questions about what he's going to do, go ask him all the questions, because he doesn't even know where he's going to live yet, okay, y'all? So just in the lobby, corner him, ask him all kinds of questions, because planting a church is a lot like you're walking in the dark, and God gives you like a lighter, and you're like, shh, okay, let's see. I'm trying not to fall off the cliff. I'm trying not to run into stuff. You don't know what's happening. Man, it is a faith walk. And so we're going to be praying for him. We're going to support him in every single way that we can. The heart for the house offering that I told you about earlier, we're actually taking 10% of that right off the top. The 90% of it's going to go towards the debt of the church, but 10% of it we're going to give to Rev Church 865 straight up. And there's some other ways. Yeah, so that'd be awesome. We're going to tell you all more about this over the next 6 months or so. So this isn't the last time we're going to talk about this on a Sunday morning. We're going to be telling y'all all about it. But we're investing financially in this and going to help Brandon out financially with some different things that we'll tell you about in the future. And we're making some big investments in this because we believe in him and we believe in what God is doing through him. I want to say this to y'all, and I've got three things that y'all need to do. Every person in this church, there's three things we all do. But the way this is going right here, this is the way it's supposed to happen, y'all. Okay, so some of y'all got some church baggage where dynamic young preacher, God's got his hand on him, goes across town, splits the church, and all heck breaks loose. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Say amen. Okay, you've seen that before. But this speaks to the integrity of Pastor Brandon and the fact that the Holy Spirit is all over this church, that we can do this and we can send him. And like, we get to be a part of this, y'all, as a church. Like, we get to be a part of sending and starting another church. The most effective way, in my opinion, to evangelize, and definitely the most effective way to make disciples, is planting churches. I believe that wholeheartedly. And so make no mistake, the enemy is peeved off right now. Man, Satan and his demons are going to do everything he can to get us divided, to mess this thing up to where it doesn't happen. But three things that every one of us is going to do, okay, and I'm going to encourage you to do. Number one, I'm going to ask you to keep giving. How many of y'all have had kids? Raise your hand. Okay, put your hand down. How many of y'all know that no matter when you have kids, financially, it's tough? I still remember the first time that Brooke told me that we were having Titus. She took a test, and I was downstairs. She was upstairs. Josh, get up here right now. What did you do? You know what I mean? It was like, we're not ready for this. Oh, no. God right now is yelling at us in the downstairs saying, get up here, y'all. Unexpected pregnancy on the way. You're about to have a baby, Rev Church. The plan was always we get the debt paid off and then we'll start planting churches when we're not making this building payment. But right now God is doing something, and there's no doubt in my mind the resources to do all God has called us to do. It's here in Revolution Church, and guess where it is? It's in y'all's pockets. You know what I mean? So that's good news. Amen, y'all. It's in my pockets. And so please keep giving, because we got bills, and we just keep giving. Secondly, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. And we've kind of talked about that extensively so far. Pray for Pastor Brandon. Pray for our church. Pray for Rev Church 865. Pray for his family. He's got 3 kids, and he's got a wife. And, you know, we've been looking at houses. You've been looking at houses. I have been too. I mean, they're 25% more expensive in Knoxville than they are in Crossville. So be praying. Be praying. I know we're talking about finances a lot, but be praying, okay? And then thirdly, you need to be praying because some of y'all are going to go. You're going to go with him. We're going to give. We're going to pray. And some of y'all are going to go. What I mean is God's going to call some of y'all to leave Rev Church 931 and go be a part of the core group with Pastor Brandon in Rev Church 865. Some of y'all are going to commit. I don't know what that's going to look like for some of y'all, but you need to pray about it. Maybe you'll commit for a year to go into his church, and you're going to go to all the meetings, and you're going to go to the services, and you're going to make that drive. Some of y'all may be called to pick up and move your family and go raise them there to be a part of this church plant that we're starting. But at some point, there's going to be some of y'all that raise up, and I'm going to be kicking you out of our church, and you're going to be going to the one that we're starting in Knoxville. We told you guys that our growth strategy moving forward was at some point our church was going to be more worried about how many we send out than how many we bring in, and it's starting now. And so, you know, we're putting black chairs out at some of our services because we don't have enough seats in the sanctuary right now. And so I'm praying that, you know, 50, 100 people, who knows how many, steps up and says, I'm going to be a part of this. And that makes room for more people to come to this church. Does that make sense to everybody? Say amen. Amen. So we're going to give, we're going to pray, and we're going to, some of y'all are going to go. And it's going to be awesome. Pretty cool, huh, Rev Church? Everybody fired up? Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Let's give God a hand. He's awesome. I'm going to pray, and then you guys will be dismissed. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for today. Thank you for all you're doing in our church, all you've done over 11 years. It's been crazy, but in a weird way, it's almost like we're just getting started. And so, God, I just thank you for the people of Revolution Church. It's been such a joy to pastor this congregation, this group of people that just wants people to get saved, wants people to find freedom in their life, wants people to find fulfillment in everything that they do because of you. So God, we just pray that as we go through this process as a church of being a mother church, having a baby, like birthing another church out of Revolution Church, that you give us wisdom, you lead us and guide us. We pray for Pastor Brandon right now. Pray for Michaela, all their kids, God, that you would just give them peace. Give them a faith that's like ridiculous. That some of us are looking at them going, I'd be losing my mind if I was them right now. They don't even know where they're going to live, you know. But you just give them this peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you that we get to be involved in a move of God like this, and that we never take it for granted, God, and it never just becomes common to us, God. We love you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Love you guys. See you later.
If you're encouraged by today's message, be sure and rate us and subscribe on iTunes.